Day 115, or April the 25th. Don't just reject evil, but embrace good. Our thoughts today are rooted in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he followed the ways of his father David before him. He did not consult the Baals, but sought the God of his father and followed his commands rather than the practices of Israel. First, the big picture surrounding these verses. When the chronicler wrote God's perspective of the historical events in the history of the Jews, he concentrated on what happened to the tribe of Judah, because that is all that remained after the kingdom split and was subsequently attacked by the Assyrians and the Babylonians. Out of the 12 tribes, the only one that kept its name was Judah. There was probably many from the other tribes who supported Judah, but in the end they lost their own individual tribal identities. It is very likely that the Jews are called Jews from an abbreviation of Judah when they were in exile in Babylonia. After the kingdom divided, there were several good kings who attempted to get the Israelites back on track, but sadly they were few and far between. And now our action step for today. Of course, there are some people who rebel against everything. They are reactionaries. There is no future in simply negatively rejecting everything. I remember hearing a politician saying that he was totally against a bill in Parliament. When questioned about his stance, he had to admit that he was against it because of the people who were for it. King Jehoshaphat didn't just rebel against the standards of society, but actively followed the God of David. That is one of the problems of many atheists today. They are effective at knocking down people's faith, but have no alternative to offer. Jehoshaphat could just have declared war on the paganism around him, but he took the more positive approach of promoting the beliefs of his ancestor David, and in that way replaced paganism with godliness. Be positive today.